Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Another day for me broadcasting from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And 24 miles to travel
right
into this studio and 1 hour and 45 minutes to traverse that.
Sounds about right.
Which is about normal for the area. And imagine my delight when, let's go around the room.
Okay.
So 24 miles for me. What, about 27 for you?
No, it's closer to 38.
38. So yeah. You're 10 minutes out. How many for you?
Probably 22, I think.
All right. And how many for you?
Maybe a mile.
And imagine my delight when I drive for an hour and 45 minutes and Oscar rolls in at the exact same time I do.
Yeah, I wave.
It's like, you are like no longer, experiment. Hold on, as God is my witness, you are no longer allowed to be late.
It cannot
happen. If you are late, we will do a show.
Yes.
And go home. Because you're a mile away.
Yes.
You're a mile away!
It's like an experiment of dropping a feather and a lead ball.
And I get the beep, beep after an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, that
I get,
to make
the,
you feel
I get the beep, beep. It's like, oh, here's Douche McDouche, Mr. Entitlement himself, rolling in from less than a mile away with your breakfast sandwich. At what time do you get out of bed? 8:50?
To be fair, it's an uphill commute for him.
It's straight up there, but he was in a vehicle.
That's true.
Point out. All right. And by the way, my microphone sounds a little... Is it because I'm yelling?
I think so.
My God.
Right. Two things.
Yes, only two?
I would say that you're absolutely right.
Can I eat like you do in the studio while you're talking?
I'm
late and I just want to have my breakfast.
I don't have a problem whatsoever.
No.
Two things.
It three because he's eating.
Three things. Okay. Five things.
Ten.
This is delicious. Maddie, thank you for picking this up for me.
I don't talk about my food when I eat it, Mike. I do it quietly.
But what
he
was doing there is he was calling attention to the fact that after all this time, he's finally met Maddie.
Two things.
No, I'm understanding the logistics, and they won't say it, but I mean, it must be a little frustrating.
They also don't come.
Do they say it, though? Do they ever articulate the frustration
they
level
can't.
Of driving
they,
the distance they drive and then seeing you arrive late when you live a mile away?
Because
and is it really a mile? I mean, give me the truth. Is it really a mile away? Or
it's
is
a mile away.
It's a mile.
A couple things. They don't say anything because at any moment, if there's something wrong with the studio or something needs to be wired or rewired or installed, they never have to come in. I'm here the majority of the day doing that work.
That's true.
This is true.
I'm not here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I can't speak to that,
so you tell me.
And I'm also accustomed to it.
Yes, yeah. They're accustomed to it. But is it fair?
You.
Do I ever call you guys in to come do work?
No,
and
you never
do
have.
Any of that?
You never have.
Not at all.
And
right?
I enjoy my alone time with Pony.
Yes.
Yeah. We have more.
No, but to be fair to me, again, shouldn't ever be late. 100% right. 100. Mike is absolutely right.
He is.
But do I ever put upon you outside of the constraints of the show to come in and do stuff while
no.
I'm here?
Thanks as far as having, that goes, you're a prince.
Can I just interrupt here and say thanks for having this discussion while I'm eating?
Yes, of course. Mike, when I'm eating, I don't highlight the fact that I'm eating.
But I could have started the show half an hour later and just done this, but I felt like...
No, this is good. This is why we're professionals. This is why we're good.
Once my work
Number two.
Over. Yes.
Please pre-order your breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is also, he's out of his element.
This is the big city.
Oh, it's the big city.
It's the big city.
Ooh. Mike, this is the big city.
Your app will allow you to order your breakfast when you are roughly 15 to 20 minutes out.
Well, I'm looking at the Waze app that guides me into the studio because I really don't. And by the way, is that legit?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left, right.
About a 96. And there are certain times when you use it every day you have to overrule it.
Do you feel like a rube sometimes when it takes you like down Kirby Road and then a left around the circle
yes.
and through the toddler's neighborhood and then by the bus stop with the mommies and then you're looking, by the way, the main artery that's going zoom, 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 zoom.
Do you know what you are when you're on Route 95?
You're a rube.
You're a rube.
You're a rube.
You're a rube.
Anyway, so, you know, it's just stuff you visit for a while. It's been a while since I've been here and you learn the logistics and...
You have a renewed energy and passion for this.
city.
You know, and after both of you, and I meant it when I said this over the weekend, both of your calls meant a lot to me because it was they just made me feel better. And after I got those calls, and then when you came rolling in, it was all I could do not to flip you off. Because I'd been in the car that long, and you were like, nee, 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 la, la, la. I mean, it's just, but then again, you know, you built the studio, you work here.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You know what he is? He's like our superintendent and caretaker.
Yeah, nothing yeah. like, yeah. You know what? I'm on.
You're Dwayne Schneider.
I'm on, you know,
but by the way, this is a phenomenon yes. known as close work.
Handyman.
This yeah. is a phenomenon known as close work.
Meaning?
That you will have, it's happened throughout my career, the individual that is the closest to the process
right.
will be the last one to arrive because they give themselves too much time.
No, the individual that is closest to work will arrive when he arrives because he leaves late. That's what it is.
Okay, I know we've beaten this drum.
Yes.
We've beaten this drum, and I consider myself partially responsible for enabling this behavior because, you know.
No,
but it would not be accepted at a radio station. You would be fired. At a radio yes. station, you would be
at
fired.
At a radio station,
at a radio station
also,
you would
I would
be
also
fired.
Have one job. I yeah, have 20
exactly.
jobs.
No,
here.
But yeah. but still, no matter what you did at a radio station, it's just that's the rule. But we also upload the show, so if anybody's late. It's not the end of the world because
True.
You consume it when we upload.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
awesome.
So it's really
doesn't make
not
it okay.
essential.
It's not something I'm proud
Hold on.
Of.
It's not essential to the operation of
no.
the show. It is not. If it was, it might be. Well, and if it was, you probably wouldn't be late because if it was, if we, for example, were going on live on a radio
oh,
network.
Oh, God, I would not be late.
Right.
I would not be late. Now, this is the issue.
So really, what is it? What does this add up to? A minor annoyance to me personally.
And
on
especially
a day,
after
on a day that I'm waiting to see if my home is destroyed.
Well, after a perfect weekend,
that,
the last thing you
fine.
Need is annoyance.
Everything's fine.
Right.
Look, there are no excuses. And I waved at you because I saw a friend coming down the ramp. And I said,
how do you like that reaction
look,
that I
there's
gave?
There's my friend. Oh, no. I was like, oh, his hips must be hurting. He didn't wave back.
No, I was just pissed.
You realize the hip has little to do with the function of the
I
wave.
I didn't know. I was
by
like,
the
hey,
way, by the way,
honk.
Note to self, departing my wonderful mother-in-law's casa
yes.
at an earlier hour for me will make it work. Unfortunately, I went to bed at 12:30, woke up at 4:30 to check on things, made sure you know there was any late minute last minute updates, and then I turned back in and woke up at about 7 o'clock, about 10 of 7, which was a Chinese fire drill to get in the shower, come down here, and so you know I frankly left the house at about 7:20. But
that's the thick of it right there.
That's
for the your, thing for is, your is that if you add thick of it. At 7 o'clock.
No, 6:30 is when I'll leave from now on.
7 o'clock. If you add 5 minutes, it adds 15 minutes because it starts yeah. really stacking.
When I would come from Olney, if I knew if I left any later than seven, school buses.
Ah, the worst.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it is
flipping
what it is.
Kids.
How dare they go to school?
Yeah. I will reiterate to our friends in Washington, D.C., the fact that...
the fat cats.
I truly... No, I'm calling them... I'd like to refer to them as the drones.
The drones.
Because this is the workforce that comes in here. However, I would also say that those individuals that I ran into today, I'm not going to see them tomorrow because I'm going to be a half an hour earlier rolling in here. I'm not going to deal with people that are... to an individual arriving at work after 9 a.m. That's not going
to
happen.
What if everyone listens and they all leave a half hour early
yeah.
and you're seeing all the same
don't
people
Don't tell
tomorrow.
Them your game
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, don't get.
Oh,
don't let them in.
Oh, there is no game plan. That's the way it works.
Well, and the reason
no
I gave
plan.
You a key is because I know you like to get here so early.
Yeah. yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, come in whenever you'd like. Here's a key.
I would say probably still in a state of recovery after Friday night's activity, you know, because I went that late with oh, by the way, thanks to my good friend Jimmy Cerrito, who babysat me on Saturday, and I woke up really a little confused when I woke up on Saturday morning in his guest bedroom.
You battled a Hurricane Jimmy
and
on
the
Friday.
Delight that both Jimmy and Mo showed me for coming downstairs. They heard me stir at 10:30 in the morning, and then they heard the door shut to the guest room, and I woke up at 1:15.
Saturday?
But Jimmy charged my phone. He put water by the bed. He called my wife in the wee hours when I was being
rubbed your shoulders
over to his house. He was very sweet. And then, there's just one thing, and this will probably be the kicker, I think.
What's that?
Jimmy's got a wonderful hobby that I think is fantastic.
A hobby.
And he showed me all the results of his hobby.
What is it?
He colors. He's got coloring books. Jimmy's got adult coloring books. And let me tell you something. When you wake up in the condition that I woke up on Saturday morning, that's what you want to really stare at, one of those patterns.
Are you in bed and he's showing you the books like a little kid?
No, I came down to smirking Jimmy and smirking Mo, who were just thrilled to death.
Coloring
with crayons. Maureen Donahue Cerrito informed me that she had been to Herndon and back and done 3 loads of laundry whilst I was slumbering. So that was...
I didn't realize she was so domestic. What a wonderful... Wonderful catch for Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, did anybody check the weather yesterday?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hiya, Georgie. What a nice boat. Do you want it back?
Yes, please.
You look like a nice boy. Do you want a balloon tour, Georgie?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Now we aren't strangers, are we?
I should get going now.
Oh, without your boat?
Grandfather thinks this town is cursed. He says that all the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing, an evil thing that feeds off the people of Derry.
But it can't be one thing. We all saw something different.
Maybe. Or maybe it knows what scares us most, and that's what we see.
I saw a leper. He was like a walking infection.
But you didn't. Because it isn't real. None of this is. None of this makes any sense. They're all like bad dreams.
I don't think so. I know the difference between a bad dream and real life, okay? We're all afraid of something.
Got that right. Hi, Rich. What are you afraid of? Clowns.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Fightmer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the Neo TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us, whatever. Anyway, our show today brought to you by Draft. Well, we do it on Wednesday. We don't do it any other day.
Yeah, and if
when's
you call...
When's the last time we took a call, like on a regular, like
last
Monday,
week,
Tuesday?
Randomly.
Randomly,
like,
yeah.
Oh, someone's on the phone, but that's a rarity.
Very rare. I'll give you the number
like hen's
anyway.
Teeth.
888-924.
Hen's teeth?
Yeah, that's a very rare thing.
Rare as hen's teeth.
Yes.
That is like a farmer 1800 reference, is it not?
But it's valid.
888-920-MORE. That's the first moment that I actually felt some joy. That is the first moment that I actually felt a little removed.
Attaboy.
That's why I'm in here. 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we're brought to you by Draft. Fantasy football fans, you have to try our new favorite app. It's called Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. You win any money on Draft this weekend?
I did not. I think I need to go to a bigger dollar league.
There you go.
That's my
deal.
There
you go. I am excited about Draft.
It's great, isn't it?
Yes, I like Draft. You play real real live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season long league. You've done that.
I'm in
How
a league with the interns.
Yeah.
Oh. And they're kicking my ass.
They always do, because normally they do your picks for you.
Let me explain what draft is.
How
draft,
dare you?
It lasts for 1 week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it, forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last minute injuries for you. Draft starts every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now.
When?
Right now. Mm. And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer on playdraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you gotta use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. Delighted to have them as a brand new sponsor. Oscar.
Just briefly, on Sunday morning, as I'm coming back from soccer, I get a call from Diego, our intern, and he says, "Hey, Oscar, we've got an intern league that I'm putting together. It's gonna be like $3, and like he's giving me all the details. Super easy, right?" I'm like, "Diego, I'm so happy. Thank you for the invite. Like, whether there are five interns, it's $15. I got this week covered. You guys gamble, I'll pay you guys back the $3.
Right? Very nice. Very nice. Maddie, did you get in on that one?
No, she did not get a call, apparently.
That's not
it's really
right.
awkward. Maybe he didn't have her number.
That is sex discrimination.
No, that's called giving her the Vincent. So,
when you ignore the intern from American University.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So
it's
said,
my alma mater.
I said, "Diego, I got this covered." He goes, "Well, Oscar, technically it's all free because the first time you play, it's all free for all of us." I was like, "Are you saying you want me to pay for the second week?" He goes, "That would be nice."
Of all the Adrian Garcias, he's the most Adrian Garcia I've ever met.
All right. Here's a tip. Here's a tip for all of our draft fans out there, all right?
Yeah.
Don't start Eli. Eli's a coming. God.
Hey, they came in second.
Yeah. Eli Manning and the 2-yard pass. That is his tell this season.
For you.
Panic plea, panic plea, panic plea, plea, panic plea, panic, panic, panic. So I mentioned Jimmy's. I wrote this down. I had the presence of mind to write this down on Friday night. Uncle Dave, our dear friend, who has been battling serious health issues, and we are aware of that, the big casino, and he's made a little recovery, and he's chugging along. A man, I don't even know his age, but he's up there, Rob. He's
I have his age right here, Mike. He's 140.
So this is the exchange. When I see Uncle Dave waddle into Jimmy's, I inquire as to his health, and I said to him, this is the exchange, wrote it down. I said, "How are you feeling, Uncle Dave?" He said, "With my hands."
Hey!
And then I flipped him off, and he says, "Is that your IQ?" For everyone who's ever battled cancer, just support to all of you. There you go, Uncle Dave.
I love that he has his prepared shtick. Yes. Not the first time he's used those jokes.
How are you feeling? With my hands.
With my hands.
With my hands. Shut up, O'Mara.
Hey, anyway. Do you know about Jimmy's coloring books?
Yes.
Now, are they books or are they like panels?
They're like books. I think they look like you could separate them and maybe if you wanted to put them in some kind of a frame.
Does
they're
he have the
pretty.
One that's called The Little Boy Who Ran a Ponzi Scheme?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But thanks
Mike
to him.
Saw the bricks. He saw the patio.
The bricks are
I saw.
Good.
I got the whole tour. It looks great. The outside area, man. I tell you, if I lived here, I'd live there. I would be there.
Gorgeous, right?
Every
You'd
weekend.
You'd also
Fantastic.
Die there.
I would die
weekend.
There.
Yes.
Yeah, I would die there. But I need to do this so that I wake up in a strange bed with no memory of how I got there, and then I actually.
This is like taking an old car at 100 miles an hour. Yeah. It blows all the carbon off.
Yeah, but then and then it's like a month and a half. And you know what? In the next month or so, I got to have my wits about me. I got to figure out what I'm doing, where I'm going, and I guess I've been dancing around the elephant in the room, which is Hurricane Irma, which truly, I don't know how I describe the weekend, other than saying having my family safe was job one, and that was also the situation that made this as tolerable as you could make it. Watching the eye of a hurricane go directly over your house and the eye wall go directly over your house and hearing about that is it is as great a form of torture as I probably could ever describe watching television. You don't, it's not a pleasant experience.
All I could guess, and Carrie and I watched the coverage for about 7 or 8 hours. It was so hard to tear ourselves away, especially since we're trying to put ourselves what you are going through.
I did not have Jim Cantore in the Weather Channel with Linda's cable system, who was in my town. And that's when you know, that's when you know you are uber boned when Cantore sets up shop there, and then Anderson Cooper is about 2 miles up the road. You know that perhaps things are not going to go
I know
that
well. The storm was so bad that Anderson Cooper couldn't find a shirt that fit. It was things were
it
bad.
Was Schmedium.
That was
really
it was Schmedium, and so was Chris Cuomo. I could have done any one of them. Thought they looked great.
And Carrie Sanders,
fantastic.
Not safe.
Carrie called me today, caught a dolphin washed up on shore and was holding it. So they say to release it when the water comes back. Yeah. But Carrie says, I think they were waiting to release it on the television show. I said, do you think so?
Let me,
Terry. Was it surreal, though? That was what I was driving at.
Hold on.
It had to be surreal to watch what was going on.
Hey, sweetie.
Oh, it's Carrie. Hello. Carrie's calling.
Carrie's calling. If you're going to Jimmy's tonight, please.
Oh, Carla, thank you very much. Just got it, guys. No cage damage, no water inside.
What?
No nothing.
Oh, yeah!
Is it true? Are you telling? You're not. No, I guess you wouldn't screw with me.
That's not
that,
a bad bit.
That would not
the
be
the bit would be the other way.
Yeah, the bit
not
would
even
be the
any
other
cage
way.
Damage, huh?
Cage.
We keep wild tigers.
Yeah.
No water in the
or
house.
Farm to table.
No, it's Nicolas Cage. There can be another National Treasure movie.
Okay, I'll call you
four,
we're taping
right?
the show. I'll call you after the show. Okay, bye bye. Well, that's interesting. You heard it here loud. That's my update.
Yeah.
That's my real update right there. That is
big win.
That is very, very close to a miraculous situation. That is really something fantastic. Now listen, that's me, and now that's over. As far as the people that are down there that are dealing with, I think you're going to get the sense of people that were not directly impacted on the coast. There were a lot of things called for with this storm that happened, and there were a lot of things called for with this storm that, thank God, blessedly did not happen. Storm surge, for example, in Tampa and Fort Myers and all along the west coast of Florida was not as significant as they said. Storm surge on places like Marco Island and Miami, Florida, was more significant than they thought when the storm was going to take the track. But I want to get back to and get this spiel out so that I do it correctly.
Would have been better if Carla had waited till after the spiel.
Yeah, timing's everything, Carla.
No, that's great. That's great because it informs me a little bit better to talk about what I'm talking about. My source of information was CNN. That's what I lingered on because I have this new cable system at my mom-in-law's house that I'm dealing with. And it was it's what I had, and they didn't have the Weather Channel. They had AccuWeather, which is the biggest bag
also
of
good.
Crap.
Oh, also no. Great.
Oh God, what is the deal with that?
I was
What's
following
their budget $200,000 a year for the entire staff.
I was following Irma on the Home Shopping Channel, and it was also good because they had a lot of people.
Stunning.
These emeralds are washing
Stunning.
Away.
It's a storm surge of value.
Yeah. When the dust settles, I am going to interview one or both of these gentlemen down at a television station called Wink News, which is the big station down in Fort Myers. Jim Farrell is the one guy, and I believe it is Matt DeVitt, who is the other meteorologist. And let me tell you about these guys. These gentlemen had the sense of what they were doing and the magnitude of what they were doing and the broadcasting they were doing. And I mentioned it on a Facebook post because when you are in experiencing this, when it is your property, when it is friends that you know, when it is your life that is involved in this, you want what these guys gave you. And what these guys gave you were statistics and facts. Constantly. Mm-hmm. They would speculate only in as far as the track, the intensity, but their empathy that I don't even know if they planned it this way. They've been through it before, especially the older guy. Jim Farrell has been there. I want to make sure I'm going to go revisit it, but check out Wink News meteorologist. Make sure I've got the names right. Jim Farrell and Matt DeVitt. These two guys did what every single reporter
every single weather person, every single anchor person should make an effort to do when you're looking at a disaster. And that is communicate factual information in a timely way that lets people know exactly what's happening. And by the way, when you're doing that, that includes sharing good news.
Yep.
And I am going to tell you something that this guy for CNN, Chad Myers, who is their, I guess, their chief meteorologist with CNN. Chad, I saw it, babe. Television doesn't hide your visible disappointment when it was lowered to a category two.
Yeah.
And you're a hump. And just because you're safe and sound in your TV studio, you have to understand that the good news and any good news when people are going through something like this is unbelievably significant. But they, the vast majority of these people, these hype machines, it stunned me how, you know, you have a great anchor guy, Chris Cuomo on CNN,
exactly,
who was in the teeth of it down in Naples, Florida. But then he would kick it over to his meteorologist, who I don't know if this comes from a news director or a prime directive where they're set, where they say,
hit it hard.
Hit it as hard. Make death, doom, gloom as well. Yes. You don't need to.
Narcos.
Because it's real.
Will do that itself, yeah, for God's sake.
The series on Netflix, Narcos, which I watched with my father because we got tired of the hype on CNN,
right,
was less gloomy. And people get murdered in that show.
It is truly stunning how, and I don't know the name of the lady who's on CNN, but she was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Chad Myers was
resting
the same.
Bitch face.
Who's the DJ that does the nighttime CNN work? The is it Tom Sater?
Yes.
I mean, he had to be a DJ.
Yeah.
He had to be. I don't know what his bio is, but he had to be a DJ.
Former Channel 5 guy.
They just, there was... They were putting adjectives out a mile a minute without any real factual information. And so when you got great news, like a 2 to 3 foot variable for storm surge, do you know what that means to people in coastal regions?
The world.
They didn't want to have any of that.
No, they didn't
want to have any of that. They wanted to talk about the doom and gloom. Now don't get me wrong. My state and my town and where I live, it's going to be weeks, if not months, to get this thing completely, you know, covered.
Right.
I will tell you now, I know based on that phone call, the direction that I'm going in, which is a blessed event that I can get back down. And if power goes on, can help everybody that needs more help than I did, which is exactly what I want to do. I want to get my ass down there probably before my family just to you know, help people out. That's what you do when you're in a community down there. But these guys that... I just don't understand the... I almost felt like they were getting a directive to hype it up. And then I would go to my local Wink News where they were being so responsible.
Jim Farrell and Matt DeVitt.
Matt DeVitt.
Mike,
I got the names right.
We had a brief...
I want to get them on the show. I want to thank them personally for the most responsible
coverage.
Keeping
it real.
Yeah.
They were fabulous. And by the way, they were also wrong on many occasions because a hurricane takes a different path and they didn't know when it was going this way. But they weren't afraid to get on and say when there might be some good news, but then they'd correct it immediately. Matter of factly, they weren't BSing. They were taking the information real time, mm-hmm, and they were giving it to us. And I thought they were nothing short of magnificent. I wrote a Facebook message to Matt DeVitt telling him so because it was fantastic.
It's hard to, and look, from my perspective, I get conflicted. A, you just don't want people to stay because they think it may be okay. You want them to leave. You want people to not be in the way.
My babysitter, right? The first, you know, who watches our house down there, and the first thing when she called me last night, because Carla and I were not going to call her, mm-hmm, because, I mean, she's dealing with her own stuff. And first thing, I said, are you okay? Because, look, this will probably result in a little complacency too from people. You never know, you know, the season's not over yet.
No.
We might get another one of these, you know. It's a very, very scary situation.
It's a fine line. And then my father, who is an epidemiologist who deals with disaster relief, mm-hmm, this entire time, to be fair, he got
educated. Oscar and I had a conversation when you know, Oscar and I were kind of commiserating on
where the track was going to go.
Right.
Florida,
pretty
mainland.
Stunning little right turn that thing took. I mean, it was like all of a sudden, brakes on, bam, right through the middle of the state.
Even when we were looking at the track of the storm, the amount of fervor that was on television about, we may not see the streets, right? But we may not see the street. We were watching. I think what had us change the channel is when the storm hit Miami. Is we're watching CNN and they've got this young meteorologist or anchor lady on, and she's got goggles on and a big poncho.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see two guys ride past her on bicycles.
Oh my God, yes. 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 Now, there are, let me tell you something. I live in that state and I'm going to tell you about the hardy nature of some people down there. There are, you know, the guy with Chris Cuomo and the three-legged dog. That was a wonderful little, where there's a guy in the middle of Naples, by the way, a pretty shishy area of Naples. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole area is shishy down there. But he's, and I'm going to send a shout out to the governor of the state, a guy that I disagree with completely on politics, but a guy that will get straight A's forever for his handling of this.
We know you're
but
in the Navy, by the way.
But not a reader.
Yes. Not a good reader.
Not a good reader at all.
No,
a good reader.
And I would like to know why there was coffee break at MSNBC when he was on, because no supers were coming up.
Oh, really?
He's saying, the website is
Also, a star
probably
was,
didn't have a lot of sleep.
A star was born when they had the third rotation of the sign language guy.
Oh, the guy.
Yes.
Oh my God! Real sign language, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just very expressive.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Looks like Anthony Newley.
My son. And you might have seen this on the news. My son, I always talk about when he skates. If you're wondering, I don't care if people, they'll track it down or whatever. But the fact is, when I talk about my son in hockey and I show the videos of him skating, that's where everybody was. That's where the shelter was. That's the one that was leaking last night. By
the
way,
the hell
you see
out
the
of
outside
me.
Of that building? No real surprise there. But the fact is that, they got through it. And, being in shelters, better alternative as far as than riding it out. But, I'm just glad that more people are safe than they maybe anticipated. We were looking at a Cat 4 or Cat 5 coming up through the middle of the state when this thing first came down the pike. And it's still affecting a tremendous amount of people. But overall, I think you have to say when they downgraded it, when it was over my house, basically, that's when, just after that, they downgraded it. And then it started moving up and it was a Cat 2. I said, okay, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Chad, I'm so sorry, Chad Myers at CNN, that you were just, he said, this is the only thing he said. Then he got back on track and was like, well, this could be some good news. But what he said at first, it was along this line. They downgraded it to a Cat 2. The report came in while he was doing his broadcast, and he said, well, it's now been downgraded to a Cat 2. Well, I guess that wasn't a 141-mile wind gust that I saw in Marco Island or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Where he was visibly kind of, it was like, what?
He's like, I guess they're right.
You know, I can understand. Here it is. This is so very, very important.
We can still count on the tornadoes.
You two know me, and you were close to it, so you understand more than the average person somewhere else in the country that's not affected by this. You have to actually force yourself to try to be empathetic and understand it. And I think that that's what I'm just trying to emphasize here with these broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And I will get inside the head of these guys at the local TV. Well, the reason they did it at the local level is because they were living it. They have homes and property down there, and they knew how to play it. They knew how to give when Oscar called me and gave me the idea that, hey, this track might be going, it didn't really matter at that point where the storm was going to go, because we were all going to be affected by it, but it just gives you that moment. Those little moments of optimism get you through it. If you're listening to doom and gloom 24/7, it's bad enough if you're living through this type of
thing.
God,
yeah.
And I'm just, I just really, really wish that they would get some kind of primer on these people that, the visible excitement from the reporters that are out there in the storm. Chris Cuomo, the exception to the rule. I thought he did a magnificent job talking about what was going on and really getting a camera vantage point on a second floor down in Naples that showed you what we were dealing with. And we have the property damage that I've heard about in my neighborhood down there. We have forests of trees that were taken out. Pine trees don't do well. Palm trees, if they're rooted well, do better.
But the fronds, they'll lose their fronds.
They'll lose their fronds.
And they'll lose their nuts.
Oh.
Literally.
And who wants to lose their nuts, Rob Stewart?
And you all know how painful that can be.
That's right. My gosh. Well, Carla, we're going to go see it. Anyway, we'll take a break. And we'll come back with more fun. We'll talk more about this coverage and the hurricane and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar,
yes.
Come on in at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Now I don't give a rat's ass.
Let's do it.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Accessible on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone. Web-enabled TV. Can we make that a little more good? It's your smart TV.
Smart TV, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Web-enabled TV means if you've got like an Apple TV or you've got a smart TV that's got all that, you can get
But it's fun to say web-enabled.
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 Smartphone, you can get there too, or any other web-enabled device. Smart device!
Very smart.
Anyway, no DVDs to worry about. Use it wherever you go. Programs like P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix Extreme, T25, many, many, many more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance, over 600 different workouts. Which one are you using now, Oscar, to get ready for your wedding?
It's the 20. It's a Fix Extreme, Mike, and I want to call it the 20.
21 day.
21 day. It's not 21 day for me. You know why?
Why?
It's 15 day.
But also do
two
the
days.
Do the
two
dance.
Days.
Do the dance program to help you get ready for that reception.
I put that tux on, and yes, I've lost 5 pounds.
For nutrition, Beachbody has Fixate. That's
more.
A cooking show that teaches you how to cook healthy meals. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has over 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a free trial membership. Just text TMOS to 303030. That's TMOS to 303030 to get full access to the platform for free. Again, 303030. Text TMOS to 303030. Beachbody On Demand. Let's call Mrs. O'Mara right now.
All right.
Just to get an update because I was.
Is she out and about or is she at the place?
She's at the place probably.
Cool.
Yeah, with a little gun.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, you're on the air right now. How are you?
Hey.
Carla.
I'm so happy. Hi.
Well, you know what? I was saying there's so many people down there that are dealing with the horrible situation and even some of our neighbors that have had some amazing property damage. What is the latest on the O'Mara Mansion down there? Did our trailer stay on its slab?
It's still up. It is great. No water damage, no lanai damage, no water in the garage. The shingles are intact. However, the big homes before our house, you know, before the bridge, before you go over the bridge,
they're
all
flooded. the more expensive properties.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to get the geography of our neighborhood, and I believe that would be homes that were further south that were kind of a barrier from where we are. We've gotten there's a lot of damage with the homes in coming into the community.
Yes, lots of flooding and lots of trees down. But our house is good. Our house is good. We don't have any power.
Okay,
probably won't have power for a while. Carmen will let us know when we get power.
How early did she get out to check everything out? She's something else. She's something else.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a member of our family that we hired, 3 years ago to be a babysitter, and she's become truly
very
family
sweet, yeah.
With us. You were going to ask Carla.
After hearing this great news, congrats, Carla. I know that it's something you guys were really worried about. So would you, if you were going to compare both storms, Hurricane Jimmy and Hurricane Irma, which hurricane did more damage?
Well, I know one thing. With Jimmy, there was no water damage.
Beer damage.
Hurricane Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hurricane Jimmy put a hurting on Mr. Mike.
Yeah, Mr. Mike came home, said hi to everybody, and then went back to bed.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I got up at 1:15, just to give you a little perspective on my sleep pattern. I went home. I woke up at 1:15. Jimmy drove me to Linda's house. I got to the house. I don't think I ate anything, did I?
What, Mike? all you've been doing since you've been here is eating, drinking, and sleeping.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
That's what
that.
You need to stay alive.
Thank you.
I know that when I spoke to Mike on Sunday about lunchtime, it sounded like someone had messed with the pitch correction on a record player. I said, hi, Mike, and I had, hello.
Hello, how are you? How about our neighbors? Are they faring okay within the community? Is it okay in there or what?
I don't know how the neighbors are doing.
Okay. You might want to check if she's over there, just ask her to the house to our right so you can give Bruce and Diana an update because I'm sure they might want to hear it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's because remember what I was complaining about with the judge this morning? Yeah. Remember when he told me his house was fine? Remember how that made me feel?
She did say that a house to our left got a little water in it. I think that's Gigi's house.
Okay. An unoccupied house that's never occupied is not a concern, to be honest with you, as much as it would be for people that are going to be using it.
However, it does let you know how close you were to dodging a bullet.
Yeah, it's it's odd. It's odd the way that that happens. All right, well, that's great news, Carla, and we'll keep them in the loop and let us know what's happening, okay? And if you hear anything else, let me know. All right, love
Thanks,
you.
Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Now, that's a... Wow. Mm.
I can only imagine how you feel right now.
That's nothing short of a miracle. That's and really, as I said, as soon as this goes in phases. You get your family safe, you get relieved. You start worrying about your personal property. You find out that your personal property is okay, then you start thinking about your neighbors. And that's why I wanted to get an assessment of where our neighbor.
So
the house they were talking about perhaps has not had any of the little old lady that lived in it move back to the Midwest, and they haven't sold the house.
When she says cage damage, I'll play.
Yeah, I don't understand.
The cage is the back porch, the deck area. Lanai. It's called a lanai in Florida. It's called a Florida room in some places. Every house they build down there, most of them, have these cages that go over a patio,
sure.
And they're screened so you can sit outside and not get eaten by bugs. They're made out of aluminum, and they're made out of screens, and they can get really twisted up.
Sure.
One of the last things this guy Jim Farrell down on Wink News said was, if you go through a storm like this, you go over to your screen with a box cutter, and you cut out squares in all the main levels of that, because a screen can be replaced, but the entire cage cannot be
replaced.
And
you need to make sure there's no wind resistance there.
Exactly.
So just blow right through.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
did you cut out the squares?
You know what? I did not because I heard that after I was in Virginia. That's when I heard.
Good
but
to
I
know,
said,
though.
You know, he said, is there anything we can do? I said, no. If he has any kind of a cutter, but nobody's got a box cutter.
No.
I said, just get the hell out of there. So I don't know whether they did it or not.
Yeah.
The way she rolls, sometimes they do that type of thing. But it's really, you go from family safe, then the property's going to be okay. I knew yesterday, based on the forecast, that we would rebuild whatever we needed to rebuild. I knew that. Because when you heard this storm being a 4 or 5, there was every indication. When you heard things like the entire southern portion of Florida is going to be a third world country.
Right.
That begins to make you think total devastation. And by a total loss is a flood of a foot or more. A total loss is a roof blowing off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, you begin to wonder. Carl and I had discussions about, do we want to go back there and put our son? Do we want to have our son go the second week they start school in South Florida, the public school systems, usually the second week in August? Something I really think they ought to think about. I swear to God, they ought to start it later. They ought to get you through.
They actually start it later here in Maryland, in Montgomery County now.
Yeah.
They moved it back.
It just doesn't make sense to do that.
Shorter spring break.
That's actually something.
Kids don't like it.
Yeah, kids don't like it. I would actually just inquire about starting at the end of September.
But you know what?
End of September?
Yeah, or mid-September. September or after Labor Day.
After Labor Day, certainly.
Yeah. And the kids,
but then again, it wouldn't have changed anything if it was after Labor Day. Right?
Let me add this. I'm super happy for you. I know everybody in the room. It's like this is something that's been weighing on all of us. Also, and for someone that...
by the way, I should point out Rob and Oscar both were giving this to me when it really counted, which was yesterday. And I appreciate you guys doing that.
My sister and brother-in-law are down there, right? In Orlando. And Orlando.
Because, point out why. Because
they're both
love
first
theme
responders.
Parks. They're medical professionals. Yes. But
they have responsibilities they have to take
care
of. Yeah.
It can't be de-emphasized, the level of courage. You're still, I don't care if you're a medical professional. And I don't care about jobs. You're making the call to stay there like your sister and brother-in-law did because you care about your fellow man and you've got courage. And if you don't think it's a level of courage, look what I did. Tuesday, you know, we got to go. You know, I mean, look, I was protecting my family. I don't have any regrets about that.
It was a good mix of cowardice and wisdom.
But the fact is, I truly, truly appreciate people like your sister with the staying down there, living with this right now, because they're still dealing with the crap that's going on down there.
And, you know, on my end, it wasn't necessarily easy for everybody because while, thank God, the storm wasn't as bad as, and I just went over them at a Cat 1, 149 in the morning, this morning, essentially, right? But for the idea that, even we talked about it internally, that next time, like, just get up here. Like, just knowing that you're still down there is terrifying. And you don't know what's coming your way. You don't know it's going to be a Cat 1. You don't know what's happening.
I came up here. I worked last week. I'm working this week. The fact is that, you know, my entire reasoning was having a four-year-old kid. That you know, I didn't have the luxury of
put stuff
of
in perspective
deciding,
real quick.
Yeah, I mean, if I was, you know, look, if it was just Carla and myself, I may have changed it. I might have done the shelter route, but it would be a terrible situation. I think everybody, especially in the low-lying areas, you're going to find that there was a significant lack of deaths because people heeded evacuation warnings, and the forecast was sophisticated enough where you could indicate to people that they needed to get out.
And it was also 11 days out. We started hearing about this hurricane 11 days ago.
Yeah, the waiting game was one of the most horrific things in the world.
But it did also gave you a chance to plan.
Gave me a chance to plan, and I would do, my protocol would be exactly the same. If it happened tomorrow, it was a Cat 2. I would be getting out of Dodge.
What happened in Houston?
Houston was
because I feel like
Houston was the rain event. Houston was the fact that it sat over that part of Texas and dumped all that rain. And once again, you had city. Look, a lot of people throw darts at the mayor of Houston about not ordering a mandatory evacuation.
Yeah, pony.
His criteria for that. This is how he defends himself by saying, if he had done that, they did it before and it was a cluster F on the highways. I don't care. You tell people to get out. You err on the side of caution every time. And it allows, you know, not only for life and limb, but you talk about the auto losses down in Houston, people that have lost their automobiles. Huge issue down there. If they'd been able to get out and you'd gotten it. But these storms are not always predictable. This one was actually pretty predictable. The cone was kind of like variable.
Do you think, though, and the reason why I asked about what happened in Houston is because, A, I think Houston almost sacrificed itself for Florida because you saw the devastation in Houston on television, right? And you're like, okay, now we have to get out.
Yeah.
They can't go wrong. I hope that when the next time this happens, it's just whether it's two or one, people still leave because you never know the predictability of a storm.
You don't know. You wonder. My criteria was if my house was a total loss, I would have to give some serious thought as to what I want to do. And because, you know, do I want to have a kid down there that's in the path of this thing? The fact is they referred to this as kind of a generational event.
Yeah.
But then again, you do look at climate change and you say, well, is it really? You have what happened
all
in Texas and you have the entire state, state of Florida. Imagine that. An entire state. That state from the
huge
tip to the top affected and now parts of Georgia, Jacksonville talking about flooding right now.
When they talk
stunning.
About a generational event, though, they talk about more about the location, right? Because it's not common for it to hit the western coast of Florida.
Well,
that
the
climate change is the intensity and the size.
Well, it's the intensity, but then you also had a de-intensification that happened when it came in. If it had come the path that they thought, which was going to be hugging the coast of Florida, where it had that energy coming in, you know, these are these tiny little variables. And they talked about the size of this storm being the monster storm. Ultimately, when it hits land, when it gets there, small things begin to significantly affect it. And that was going over, coming in right around Marco Island onto the mainland. One of the issues I took issue with this guy, Chad Myers, where he says, hey, the Everglades are, you know, that's just water. And it's like, no, know your geography. I've driven down there. I fear for Everglades City because I know that is, are they lowlands? Is it swampland? Yeah, but it is still over a significant amount of landmass, and I think that's what ultimately took the wind out of its sails, pardon the pun, and we'll see what happens afterwards. I'm curious about the coastal areas and the storm surge and what happened down around
Key
Naples.
West, yeah.
And, you know, Miami, the thing about it, it comes in, it first of all, it sucks the water out of the bay, then it comes in really fast, and then it sucks it right back out again.
Anything scarier than seeing those dry beaches yesterday morning?
No, when I saw the Sanibel Causeway, which is one of the most beautiful parts of South Florida, and where my sister used to live, right on the other side of that, and I'm curious as to what the situation in Sanibel is, all the real coastal areas. Everybody that builds a house in the state of Florida in that particular environment, and there are spectacular mansions that you would not believe. You can only build them up so high. A lot of them are on stilts. You see them, they're all raised up around Estero Island and Fort Myers Beach, Bonita Beach. You have to realize, they realize this. They know that the potential is always there. So the storm surge is truly, truly significant. I'm just going to be curious to see what those areas look like. And, of course, the dust has to settle before any of that happens.
I'm so glad that you didn't sustain any damage. I am sorry, though, you can't pull that insurance scam you were working on.
Who says I can't? Anyway, no, I, you know, first of all, a full inspection of the property is going to be necessary.
Of course. Of course.
Thank you. Thanks for thinking of that.
We had a third garage.
All of my statuary is missing.
What happened to it?
Oh, my
statuary.
God.
Statuary.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
There was a bronze statue of me holding a microphone in the backyard.
The looters got it again.
Yeah. Yeah. My God. We'll take a break. Come back. I want to talk about the movie of the weekend and see if anybody saw. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did not. I tried
to get a chance to see it.
No.
No, you're not. No. Oh, you're not. We'll talk about it, the movie.
I'm terrified.
Really?
Yes.
That might be in my wheelhouse today. I might go to a movie, de-stress. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Get this girl.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99 Plus KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single. But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you are even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low and inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, but they're our neighbors. They're down the hallway. They're downstairs now. They're on the first floor.
Yeah.
They handled Oscar's mortgage, and he loved them for it, and they have a great dog called Tater.
Tater.
Yes. No cone.
Click their banner on our website. It's not to, hey, my dog Tater, he licks it. Anyway, call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. It's very nice to finally meet our intern, Maddie, who I haven't had a chance to say hi to. American University's finest, Maddie. Very nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, you too. This is exciting.
You know, I was at Jimmy's the other night when I first arrived. One of the guys that works for Jimmy came out, one of the ladies, actually, one of the lady bartenders that's been with Jimmy for a million years, comes out and says, you got an intern. He's here. He wants to say hi to you. And then this guy comes out and goes, hey, Mike, how are you? And I shook hands with him. And Jimmy's giving me the tour of the wing. And we're going like through the outside bar area. And we're
VIP.
Going through. And there's this dude that's like, you know, tagging along. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear to God, it's like 20 minutes of a tour. And I'm like, I said, who are you? He said, I was your intern, Matt Dotson.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I'm really, really sorry. I'm really sorry, but I...
A piece of him died.
Yeah.
I am really... Yeah.
Not a lot of camera time
but
for Matt.
But then I invited him to come in, and I said, you know, I'll buy you a beer, but he was off, you know, going to some college party or something like that. I don't know. And
his hero shunned him.
But it makes me realize when I see the interns, it's really, really hard for me to, you know, track with these kids.
They don't get a lot of camera time.
Disembodied faces. Hey, the UPS guy's here. What'd you get, Pony? Did you get another anime? Bring the UPS guy in here, for Christ's sake. I'm doing the show.
Maybe he can tell us what Brown can do for
us. Come here. Come here. Hold on. Pony. Be assertive. Don't say yes. Open the door. Pony, timid. Hi, how are you? Hi, how's it going? Hey, what's your name, sir?
Charles.
Charles, I'm Mike. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. That's Rob. That's Oscar.
Let's go, Charles.
That's our intern, Maddie. And we didn't want our executive producer to let you get away. They just wanted to say hi and thanks for all you do, okay? Isn't this neat? Isn't this neat? And just remember, Christmas just a few months away.
That's right.
You'll be killing yourself. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a fantastic day.
Wonderful.
Why is Pony kissing him?
He's got a sign.
Is that like the total, like, little example of that, you know? Okay, goodbye.
Well, now, he's double parked out front. Mike.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Who the UPS guy?
That's all they
or Pony.
It's funny because we have on our street, it's a one-way street. It's like half a street, right?
Right.
And
right.
It switches.
Yeah, when?
Yeah, I know.
It's like all of a sudden it
switches.
Ta-da!
Yeah, there we go.
Now you're breaking
so
the law.
So when UPS or FedEx double park, they block everybody in. They T-bone in anyone who's parked at CVS. They T-bone anyone that's coming in for the one way and the other way. And it's funny. The FedEx lady takes her time. The right. UPS guy, in and out.
Just flies in.
The mail lady really is on her own schedule.
Her own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, when you meet the mail lady tomorrow, she'll stop by. She is hilarious. She'll like hang out.
She's great.
This is any city in America. Sorry, but I have to tell you this. The one thing right at the end of my commute when I was coming down, I don't know, Calvert Street or whatever the hell it was.
Beautiful street.
I'm
legendary.
Coming down to Wisconsin Avenue, right? Was it Calvert down to Wisconsin?
Yeah.
So I'm coming down Calvert Street to Wisconsin. And the thing that it's been a while for me to be in the big bad city, the right-hand turns by the metro buses, which
oh my God.
And you see a row of cars put their reverse and they back up slowly, but then the guy right in the front, yeah, two car lengths, and he's just sitting there like
hit me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hit me.
You don't understand. I'm 2 feet closer to my destination, I'm not giving it up.
There's a lot of that.
I'll give you a little more insight into that. The right-hand turn, if you have a metro bus that, and you can tell now if they have power steering or not, some of these buses are older.
Right.
Because I was in a cab at one point driving up. I said, sir, you might want to back up. He goes, he'll make it if he's good. And I said,
he'll make it if he's good.
How do you know? He goes, well, I can tell he has power steering because he's not wrestling with the steering wheel.
Yeah, this guy, the guy I saw today had the power steering. You can almost turn it on a dime.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, I was a little shaky because it was right after, like, Angie Goff's mom almost took my front bumper off. It was like I was coming down Glebe Road, and it was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll let you in. You obviously are doing something. And then once she cut me off, like really cut me off, almost hitting
Chin.
The
that's
front.
Right.
Chin almost cut
$100
me off.
Bills.
And then I looked at Chin, and Chin was dabbing at her mouth because she was obviously eating some sort of breakfast product.
Can't drive with cream cheese on your face.
No, it's very, very frustrating.
I've been driving more and more with Julia, and she is ready now. She's got almost all her hours ready. She's ready for behind the wheel. And the only time I still have to raise my voice to her when she's driving, and she's gotten better about, remember, she used to drive with two wheels off the road because she didn't want to get too far to the center. She's better about that. And all things are good, except I say, now, when you back up, cut it hard to the right. And she'll just turn it about a quarter. I said, cut it hard
to the right.
And that means this. And I'll reach over and go, bum, 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 all the way. Lock your wheels. Hard to the right means hard.
Hard to the right.
And so she's doing better. She hasn't killed anybody.
Would you like my son's quote of the day?
I would.
My son's quote of the day yesterday. Are you working in D.C. tomorrow, Dad?
That's sweet.
4 years old. And if you don't think four-year-olds are affected by all this,
they know.
He knows what's going on, and you try to keep him distracted.
Daddy was at the AccuWeather station on Friday night.
It's a little scary.
But Daddy was doing shots on the eights.
But it's okay. I'm going to take him to see It, and all will be forgiven.
Oh,
all be.
That's a good
by
family
the way,
film.
So Rob plays a mega clip from It at the beginning of our show today, and I am... Truly, let me tell you what freaks me out about it. the cuteness of the kid, like being
and the way, yes, oh, that's horrifying.
I don't know if I can handle that. That is
people
really
are saying that is the scariest portion. And if you go back,
yep,
some of the greatest scary movies play on the fact that the stuff is happening to kids. Why is The Exorcist so scary?
Yeah,
because it's a child.
Pet Cemetery.
That's right.
A little kid. That's Stephen King's Tell. A little bit up in Bangor, Maine. I don't know. It's you guys plan on catching it soon? Are you going
to
ask you?
I wanted to go see it this weekend.
Yeah. Right.
And I looked at Shane and I said, "Let's go see it." And she said, "With the clown?" She goes, "No way." I was like,
"Clown."
And I was happy she said that because I am terrified of this movie. I just figured I'd have to see it because it might be the blockbuster scary movie.
I said, "Carrie, let's go right now. The Redskins game is nothing. Let's go." And she says, "No." But the
hey,
thing is, Julia was working all day.
Now?
Yeah, please.
Cousins! Anyway, sorry about
you know
that.
What? He really should go home and pray on it.
Yeah, pray on
he
it.
He should.
Pray on those late, those red zone interceptions.
Yeah, did God tell him to toss it to any player? Doesn't matter the color of the jersey.
Hey, hi, Redskins, Giants fans. Yes, siree. Another great season coming for you.
But I got to find a time. Julia worked all day yesterday, and I said, Julia, you want to see it, right? She says, Dad, it's R. You have to take me, or I can't get in.
She want to go?
Yeah. Oh, she loves
horror movies.
Okay, yeah. Right. She's a big Annabelle person.
Horror
movies.
Yeah. You know, if I didn't have all this crap to deal with today, I'd love to go see the
Do you get to stay in the city today?
No. I'm heading
Dad,
home.
Are you going into the city today?
I'm heading home. I might do my power walk down to M Street and back. That's
yeah,
what I'm
lunch.
I'm dressed for it. That's why I'm wearing my gym
power
outfit.
Power walk to that movie theater.
You know, I'd love to get. I just think, unfortunately, yes. Even with the situation that I'm dealing with my home right now, I think it's a pretty good idea for me to be close by.
Got a genuine laugh from Robert, actually. I was driving him and his friend home this weekend, and he said, Dad, what have you heard about the movie It? I'd like to see it. I said,
getting raves, right?
I said, yeah. I hear it's so scary you might it yourself. Perfect joke for a 14-year-old.
That is,
really,
that is.
He was into it.
It scared the it out of me. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
This week's AmeriCast is legendary as Marcus Serta.
Met up with the gamble.
It's P1 Ken Rogers Jr.
The man makes a pretty strong bird.
This week they talk about Irma and the Amera's trip to D.C.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory.
Wow. Rob and Joe's silly argument. And the return of Nikki Diamond.
Everyone considered him.
Wow,
download
Jim.
It today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
It's the wood that makes the good.
Jesus, send Mr. Amato a fruit basket at the very least.
Yeah, and a Benadryl.
And a
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh,
yeah.
What's
that appreciate
about?
That a little more. This segment of the program brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Now, this is the Parasite copy. I think we need to improvise a little bit because we've read the Parasite copy a lot. So,
all right.
Let's just talk about the fact that if you do not subscribe to the TMOS bonus packages, you are that parasite. You're feeding off of us. You're attaching yourself to, like, right below our elbow,
mm-hmm.
and you're suckling. You're suckling the blood out of our bodies to feed yourself, and that's not appropriate, all right? Parasites are bad things, really. If you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show and you don't buy the bonus show, you're sucking and you're never subscribing. Do you understand? Sucking, not subscribing.
It won't be okay.
Not
no,
acceptable.
Don't
okay?
suck.
Don't suck, subscribe. If you subscribe, you don't suck. If you suck, you subscribe. You don't subscribe.
Right. Right? Thanks for making it clear.
Stop
Thanks.
Sucking.
Give me some new copy. Anyway, subscribe to TMOS, the bonus show, and we would really, really appreciate it. And hold on, let me get this here. Do I have it here?
New.
There it is.
News.
All right. There it is. There it is. All righty then. A hero has emerged from all this weather calamity, and her name is Kristen Bell. I read about this yesterday, and this is legitimately good stuff. Check out what she's been up to in the last few days. Kristen was filming a movie in Orlando and wasn't able to evacuate in time, so she got stuck at her hotel. She saw a tweet from her Frozen co-star, Josh Gad. He plays Olaf the Snowman.
Yeah, and he smokes a lot of weed.
He does. Yeah, he's part of that Seth Rogen
Yeah,
crew,
I think
right?
he is, yeah.
He said his parents, his brothers, his sister-in-law, his niece, niece and his nephew were stuck in Florida too. So what'd she do? She got them a room at her hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just kind of a neat story. He tweeted, Josh did, they don't make them like this, girl. Thank you, Kristen. You're truly an angel sent from above. And I believe she went to a shelter also, and she sang something from Frozen. So,
yeah, and she didn't sing Let It Go, which was nice of her.
Right.
That's
very
sweet.
Kind, yeah. Can you turn that up for me?
I heard, yes, by the way, just quick sidebar, Sternberg, Adam Sternberg?
Yes.
You said his name like he's James Bond.
Was he with Merle Rogers? Was he with Merle?
But I heard from him this weekend. Because if
I
you haven't
too.
Heard the bonus show.
I did too.
What did Adam say to you?
Oscar was a little rough on old Adam on the bonus show. What did he say to you?
Well, I briefly mentioned his name on Wednesday. So he writes me a kind message, like, thank you for thinking about
without
us.
Knowing that you eviscerated him on the bonus show.
So I wrote back, I was like, hey, man, just a heads up. Friday's pretty interesting.
That's the worst. That's the worst when you let him know it's coming.
Yeah. Oscar, at any point did you say, I want you to know we are glad you're safe?
I said, nothing but love, but you sullied the Von Herman's place.
Yeah. Yeah, and every chance I'm going to be, sleeping in Adam Sternberg's bed on my way back down to Florida. Yeah,
you know what destroyed it was the Stern Surge.
Good Lord. Stern, the Adam Stern Surge. That is pretty good. Kirk Cameron reacted to Hurricane. Okay, this guy. You know what, Kirk? Honest to God. He reacted to Hurricanes Harvey and Irma exactly how you expect. It's God teaching us humility,
right?
According to Kirk. He posted a Facebook video saying, quote, how should we look at two giant hurricanes coming back to back like this? Do we write them off as coincidence? Do we write it off as a statistical anomaly? Wow. Who would have thought? Is it just Mother Nature in a bad mood? Yeah, what's his game? Oh, well, he's preaching.
Yeah.
He said, this is a spectacular display of God's immense power. When he puts his power on display, it's never without reason. There's a purpose. And we may not always understand what the purpose is, but we know it's not random. And we know that weather is sent to cause us to respond to God in humility, awe, and repentance. Lick it!
Lick it!
Hey, if Alan Thicke was still with us.
By the way, I go to church, okay? I'm a religious guy.
Yeah, you are. It's why your house is safe.
I'm going to be...
Yes.
Shut up, Rob. I'm going to be
the
going
crucifixes.
Back down. Stop it.
Shield.
That's right. Yeah. He doesn't have to crucifix anything.
Nothing
got broken.
You put four of them on each wall, creates a force field.
Mike?
No, we
need the ceiling.
Do you know
as well.
We do have a crucifix on the wall in my son's bedroom up in Maine? You know that?
I have one in my bedroom now.
Yeah, well, maybe I should get one.
Do you?
My mom put it up there.
Maybe if he wore sneakers, they wouldn't have caught him.
If Alan Thicke was still with us,
right?
What do you think he would say to the character of Mike Seaver, as played by Kirk Cameron?
Don't preach during a disaster, dickhead.
Or
yeah, hey Mike, you're grounded.
Thank you.
What you wanted? All right. Jim Carrey.
I still love it.
Jim Carrey may be losing it totally. Listen to this. He was at something called an Icons Party at New York's Fashion Week over the weekend, and someone from E! News asked him for an interview. Now, everyone would expect this to be a boring interview, especially since this is 2017 Jim Carrey, not 1995. Alrighty then, Jim Carrey. But it wasn't. The reporter seemed surprised to see him there, so she asked what he's been up to. Jim walked around her twice. Literally walked around the reporter and then went off on a rant saying, quote, there's no meaning to any of this. This is the quote. I wanted to find the most meaningless thing I could come to and join, and here I am. They're celebrating Icons inside. Boy, that's just the absolute lowest aiming possibility that we could come up with. Do you believe in Icons? He's just like, battling.
Wow.
I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist, but there is a lovely fragrance in the air. So he's just
free associated.
That sounds like maybe he was in Times Square next to a dumpster just going, bah, bah, bah,
bah. Andy Kaufman.
Hasn't he had instances where he's said he's not right in the head? Doesn't he have like a balance problem?
Yeah, but then you see that Showtime show he executive produced, and you're like, all right, I'm lying up here.
He's thinking clearly when that comes out. You know,
ka-ching.
Really, I would have settled for him just doing Fire Marshal Bill for a half an hour.
That's an icon.
Well, we talked about it. It crushed the competition in several box office records. $117.2 million this weekend. Good. I mean, if it's great and it's scary and it's entertaining, then it deserves that. That's the biggest opening ever for a horror movie or for any movie in the month of September. How about that?
Great.
It's also the third biggest opening of the year behind Beauty and the Beast. Good. And Guardians of the Galaxy. Good. Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
It also made $62 million overseas for a total globally of $179.2 million. If you invested in this flick, who can invest in a movie?
Oscar did.
No, did no, you? No, no. Yeah, we'd have to be into the actual studio or house.
Well, no, I got a call from Jim Carrey, and he said, send me a check.
Oh, if you're a private investor.
Well, they said that the movie only cost $35 million to make.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Kidding?
Yes,
it was that cheap?
Yes. Nice little return, boys. According to a new study by the Mayo Clinic in Arizona, people who let the... Now, this is great because we're all dog owners.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
People who let their dogs in their room at night sleep better.
Oh, I disagree.
Because it gives them comfort and makes them feel secure. But if you let your dog onto your bed, then you wind up sleeping worse.
I agree
true,
to that.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
real claws to the back.
Yeah, I don't believe in letting the... Well, Frankie occasionally will sneak in, but...
Doesn't Beluga warm your bed before you get in it?
Well, I live in Fort Myers, and I believe in letting the dog sleep in Sarasota. That's the way I want to do it. Thank you. Thank you very much. There it is again. And now a little something. A woman named Tammy McCallop from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was arguing with her husband last week after he got home at 7 a.m. from a night out. In the middle of the argument, he paused to take a quick toilet break. Tammy went in and grabbed a knife. She busted into the bathroom and she yelled, quote, "I'm tired of your ass." Literally. No, I mean, well, he's in the bathroom.
Sure.
She stabbed him 3 times in the chest.
Oh.
Now, I'm thinking she used the S word metaphorically, like I'm tired of your history of unpleasant, nasty behavior and all that. But since he was sitting on the commode, I guess she could have meant it any way you want. I don't know.
True.
Anyway, he survived, and she was arrested for domestic abuse, battery, and aggravated battery. And I wonder, the only thing that popped into my mind, because my mind was elsewhere.
What's that?
The boys watched me watch, write news you may not need today.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering whether he had anything to read. I don't know why. That's all I came up with today. You know? Like, come on, we got a show to do. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back. You have a little garden sounds?
Little ones. Little guys.
Wonderful. Okay.
Fresh ones.
Thank
yes,
you.
New ones.
We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Talking up the records, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tony P.
It's Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Arch Campbell, a TV legend in this city. He has just started his own podcast. He joins us live on this show.
Who is he? I know who he is.
It was lots of fun. Also, Gary's got a brand new celebrity encounter.
Yes, I do.
It's a lot of fun. Check
yes,
it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
They were in this weekend doing that show.
They were.
Right?
They were.
Talking to Arch Campbell.
Arch laughing and then Gary laughing.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
It works with Tony. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. School makes you smart, right?
Right.
Of course it does. But sometimes the, this is new.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most valuable lessons happen before school. So be smart. Like Dana Perini.
Yay, Dana.
Oh, Dana Perini, she's just so smart.
Or he, we don't know.
Oh, it's a guy?
We don't know.
Okay.
Could be.
He or she is so smart and wise. You see, Dana bought every single school supply for a certain fourth grader by using the Amazon link on our webpage. I'm going to go with a woman.
Yeah.
It was
buying the school supplies.
It was so vague.
Don't buy school supplies.
It was so vague.
Do you buy the school supplies or just carry?
Like all things that require responsibility and urgency, I do.
You do. Okay.
Oh,
well, you live
man.
In a bizarre world.
Doesn't she work at a school?
Doesn't she? Will you call that work?
How's it going, Mark, by
Mr.
Mom?
Loves
okay?
it. Loves it.
Oh, I'm glad
loves
to hear
it. We're making a fortune in lost pencils.
Well, Dana's a good guy, girl, and never had to fight a crowd, leave the house, or even a parking space. Amazon, baby, and then some heavy drinking. That's a lesson that no school can teach you. Shopping Amazon.com like Dana did change nothing. Hold on. Shopping Amazon.com like Dana did changes nothing for you.
Oh. No, like Dana did. Changes nothing for you.
What? Oh, shopping like, well, punctuate it. Shopping Amazon.com like Dana, comma, did.
Or is it apostrophe?
ShoppingAmazon.com like Dana did, comma.
Okay. Changes nothing for you.
Changes nothing for you. But it means the world to this show.
Mike, I'm so glad nothing happened to your house.
You asked.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm bringing it back to the positive.
No, don't tell me.
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Bastard.
So be like Dana. You know what? I was in his town. I know where he lives.
Yeah.
All right? No wonder he's like that.
All I'm saying is that let's focus on the positive today. Yeah. Today's a good day. Today's a win.
Yeah, I know. If I had to crawl around like in a, you know, stand in shopping lines with people going, hey, don't understand where the M&M's are. Anyway, point
hey,
and
you
click.
Really did go.
Yeah, you know I did, right? Holy anyway, point and click and relax in Amazon. And please, point and click and relax at Amazon.
Welcome to Ashburn.
That's really nice. And please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend lots of it.
Dude,
thank you.
Tons of it.
Further ado, let's open up the
Audio vault from Leesburg, Ashburn, Virginia. Here's Rob Spiewak.
We did not get to it today, but I'd like to tease you. I have audio from the Tuscarora win.
Oh,
we can dive into this tomorrow with a little more detail.
Yeah, give us a tease, and then I'd like to linger on it tomorrow.
All right, linger, linger.
Your PA.
Here is the opening of the game at Tuscarora. By the way, they won 24-14. They beat the Titans, so you don't need to remember them anymore. Puts them overall at 2-1 for the season. Okay, wow. Here's the welcome. Bands on the field.
Is it you
good
coming over the PA?
And welcome to Tuscarora High School. And now please welcome your PA announcer.
You played it.
Robert Spiewak.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Tuscarora High School, where tonight your Huskies take on the Titans of T.C. Williams High School. As members of the Potomac District...
Blah, blah, blah. Don't smoke all that stuff.
I love this stuff.
I can't wait.
I want to hear the whole thing
tomorrow. We will play all of it, including...
Tuscarora beat T.C. Williams?
Yeah, it was a great game.
So they got a real team.
They've got a real team this year. Ooh. It was fun because they were down by 3 at the half, and then the second half was really killer.
Well, if you can think of anything else where, you know, here I am, okay? I give them a lot of crap about being excited about this.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the fact that I recorded something for it.
Yeah, it's cool.
So if there's anything else you need, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, fans. Anyway.
The problem is lost battery signal, lost battery to the recorder before Norm. So I don't have evidence of it.
Were the people...
What, Norm McDonald?
The Norm McDonald about...
I was so squishy, I don't even
remember. Clackety-lackety.
Clackety-lackety.
Did you get a great response in the booth when people heard these elements?
There was definite... What it is... It was a low-attended game because, remember, the lights were out. It was a 5 o'clock game. It's normally at 7.
Yeah, right.
So it didn't
right.
have the crowd that we normally did. But what I love to watch is when you hit an element, and I stand up when I do the game, is to watch the people turn around to the booth because, what's that? What's going on?
You know, it would seem to me, I know very little about high school football, but if they were beating T.C. Williams, I would think... There's the siren.
They're here. Mm-hmm. At least it's the American one this time.
Yeah. You might not all hear this on the podcast. But, I would say maybe Tuscarora, the Minutemen. I think the Minutemen might have
Huskies.
The Huskies might have the Adams might have a really, really good season.
They looked pretty good after the Adams from Annandale.
Wouldn't you? That'd be the worst name if you were in high school. If you're the Minutemen. Right?
Oh, or, you know what I thought about this
or
weekend?
Or on your honeymoon. Am I right?
You know what I thought about this weekend, seriously?
What's that?
As I was sitting in traffic and, you know, just coming in from Northern Virginia, the Old Dominion. You know, what a douchey name for a state. The Old Dominion. Oh, welcome to the Old Dominion. Okay. When you have a nerd name like that from the forefathers and all that, you know, I mean, God damn it.
There I know. It was good to have you back.
Thank you.
some hurricane stuff that is, I think, fairly impressive. This was trending on Facebook this morning. Someone just videotaped on their phone or taped on their phone the sound of wind at 200 miles an hour in Florida. And if you don't see it, the audio conveys the power of what people face this weekend. Wind. It's frightened.
I forgot to bring it. I didn't want to show it at the beginning of the show since I got my update. But if you boys want to know the frame of mind, I think you're probably all aware of the frame of mind that I arrived at the studio in today. Judge Mearsman, who was very thoughtful to share how his house had been saved, and we were glad and they couldn't get out to
check it. How is everything up Bushwood?
But this is next to, you guys have, you sat on my lanai in my home down there, and there's a little picture of one of the neighbors within my community, and that's what we deal with. By the way, the row in back was trees. That's what used to be there.
Yeah.
And if you look, it's a pretty scary time.
Made me think twice about wanting a home on the water.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, the thing is, it's fresh water. It's not like I live on the ocean, which is more dangerous. But that's what I got. That's what I got 10 minutes before bed last night. So I slept well with that image in my head. But it's just a question of how many like that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, our community goes through a series of tiny little peninsulas. And we are back inside. And I will be very curious to see if the homes, as they were in Charlie, I think Charlie was the last big
Charlie,
one.
Charlie!
If those lanais get all tangled and twisted up, it'll be very interesting because that happens.
Everything being equal, wouldn't you rather have a lanai collapse than your home?
Well, sure.
My God.
Right, all day.
Well, yeah. No, they, yeah. I mean, first
of all things,
first
you're like, of all, this is not a, like, a whole thing.
Those are supposed to maybe take a hit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Are you going to get enough water in your neighborhood to get all the clowns out of the sewers? I like this phrase, and I like it best when Shep Smith says it. We heard this a lot yesterday.
It's coming up the west coast of Florida, and it has already hit the Florida Keys. The forward motion is so slow that it's just going to sit and spin, as they say in the Weather Center.
Sit and spin with Chuck Smith.
Can I stop the... No.
No, exactly.
Sorry, but I mean, there were so many moments like that.
That were wrong.
Yeah. If you go back and you look, I will talk about Naples, Florida with Chad Myers once again, talking about the fact that there was going to be a 5-foot wall of water.
Wait for the surge.
Where Chris Cuomo, which by the way, didn't happen, Chad.
Right. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry to disappoint you. Once again, I just want to get back to the same theme that I started the show with. Guys, it's bad enough. It's bad enough. It requires no assistance.
Especially
from
at
you.
The point, and let me.
At the point of arrival.
Yes. Yeah. People that have left.
Yeah.
You're not getting people out. Now you're just creating this hysteria.
It's a spectator sport.
I guess maybe they're. I'd like to know their mindset. You know what I'm going to do? I'm really going to try like hell, Rob, and we can maybe work on this together to get those two local guys because I think. Trying to get into the heads of these hype machines is, you know,
I'd like their counterpoint.
Yeah, it's an exercise in futility. But if you get into the mind of the guys that did it correctly, I think maybe we can get a little insight on it.
Well, sorry to hear this over the weekend, Mike, because you've played this record on our show before. Don Williams, the Gentle Giant.
Yeah.
Dead at age 70.
My wife's song and I.
East is east and west is west, and being first is always best, but I believe...
The Gentle Giant, Don Williams, man. Living on Tulsa Time, another one of his big hits.
That was one you played when you country jogged, right?
Yeah. Living on Tulsa Time.
Well, that was unexpected, and the country music community all sent their condolences. Because 78 is still relatively young, so that was not unexpected. Let us close with this.
It's relatively
out of time
young
hour.
When you're me.
Tulsa Time ran out.
Hey,
God,
too soon.
That's terrible.
Too soon.
Yeah.
I wanted to play this for you on Friday. I didn't get to it, but I think it's important that you hear it. The Red Sox cheating scandal. Jimmy Kimmel has this update.
We have a new Boston sports cheating scandal. The Boston Red Sox are being accused of stealing signs from the Yankees using the Apple Watch. It would go like this. Hey Siri, will the next pitch be a slider?
I found three sports bars serving sliders near your location.
No. Hey Siri, I'm not going to a sports bar. I'm batting. I'm in the batter's box.
I found Bisquick light and fluffy pancakes for $2.49. Would you like to make a purchase?
No. Hey Siri, just tell me what the next pitch is. I'm trying to get a hit.
I found three medical marijuana dispensaries.
That's your magic audio vault. Thank God everything's okay, Mike. Have a great Monday.
Say a prayer for all the people down there that are rebuilding, including yours truly. I don't know how much I'm going to have to rebuild, but it sounds like there may be good news. But for everybody down there, you know, it's going to be a long slog for the people of Florida. Also, I didn't mention it. We should have, but today is the anniversary of 9/11. Put your thoughts with the people that lost folks during that terrible day.
Take a moment, please.
I remember very, very well. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmerishow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, program note, next week, we will be doing our mailbag segment on Tuesday.
This is the last week of Classic Thursday Mailbag.
Classic Thursday Mailbag being moved till Tuesday for the new fall season.
Be a part of history.
Thursday's birthdays.
Right after the Love Boat. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Ernie Anderson, so long.
Bye-bye.
Ciao-ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmerishow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmerishow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.